We're not a wrestling organization anymore. We're the world's damn biggest puppet show.
I don't need a weapon. My hands are my weapons.
Quote to me, FMR.
I'm pregnant!
The era of the ECW.
I have something to say to you!
Welcome to the Extreme ECW Livecast, and this week we are covering ECW Hardcore TV episodes 155 and 156 from April 9th and April 16th of 1996. I'm Mike Prue, along with JV, and once again, Rick Beebe is back. We said he wouldn't be back, but he's back this time
back
right away.
Back in the saddle again.
Ow! So welcome back, guys. Here we are. We're a fucking trio now. We're fucking three amigos. ECW three amigos. Here we are.
Triple threat, like I said.
Yes. Oh, of course, Rick has a fucking better thing to say than me. The triple threat. Yeah.
Actually, something wrestling related.
Wow. I'm fucking the Chevy Chase mod short. Yeah.
Some fucking old movie.
You know what's Chevy funny Chase, is I was doing a little cleanup on my room earlier, and I found a Chris Candido shirt I forgot I had.
An ECW one?
Yeah, it's I got it from I think it was Pro Wrestling Tees does the boxes.
And oh, nice.
They did one that was dedicated to Extreme, like basically ECW. And that was one of the t-shirts was it's like a caricature of Chris Candido, and it says Chris Candido, no gimmicks needed. It's pretty sweet. Doesn't fit me anymore, unfortunately, but it's a pretty sweet shirt.
It must have been a few years ago, right?
Up on Twitter. Oh yeah. Yeah, this was this had to have been at least 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was long after he passed, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, obviously. Yeah. I was gonna say, because I still get the pro wrestling crate and I don't have that one. So I've had it for like 3 years.
Yeah, I got that one, and I'm pretty sure I got a Cactus Jack versus Terry Funk King of the Deathmatch Tournament t-shirt as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good shit. All right, so we're back out of here, and we got some more ECW for you. April of 1996, and before we get into all that we'll cover today, give us a follow on Twitter, at ExtremeCast. Follow me, Mike Prue, at MPRU83. Follow JV at John Van Damage, and follow Rick Beebe at Leo Wyatt 85. And also check out JV and I's Bottom Line Wrestling Cast, the career of Stone Cold Steve Austin. We have the whole career covered of Stone Cold Steve Austin from his debut as the Ringmaster all the way through to the end. And we currently do Stunning Steve Austin episodes, so check us out over there. Bottom Line Wrestling Cast, follow us on Twitter at Bottom Line Cast. All right, so 2 weeks ago, guys, BTT Army, we were covering ECW Hardcore TV's episode 153 and 154 from March 26 and April 2nd, and that was coverage from the Big Ass Extreme Bash and the March 30th ECW Arena show. So you had Cactus Jack versus Mikey Whipwreck in his farewell match. We had Taz versus Jericho at the Big Ass Extreme Bash as well. Raven versus Shane Douglas. So we a lot of good shit going on right now. Like, this is prime ECW, as we've been saying. This is where it's at. And Taz is running amok, not only against Jericho, but Bubba Ray Dudley, freaking beating the fuck out of Bam Bam Bigelow, who's just been brought in as like the new big guy, and Taz is already making that guy fucking fat, basically. So Taz is on the rise here, so
Taz is doing Taz things.
That's right. And Taz is one of my all-time favorites. There's Shane Douglas and Taz for me. Those are my top two, really, ECW guys that I love. So I'm excited for the rise of Taz here at this point. It's been a long time coming from Tazmaniac to where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but before we move on to these two episodes we're going to cover, Rick, you got another edition of the Quality Control Center. This is always an awkward This is, again, as I mentioned before, this is always the awkward transition where I'm talking to Rick, and it was, hey, let's listen to Rick pre-recorded comments. But it's so well done. It's a fucking great segment, as always. Rick puts a lot of work into it, and let's just get right into it. A lot of good stuff. I listened to it, and, man, enjoy it. All right, so this is Rick BB Quality Control Center edition number 8. Take a listen. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Extreme ECW Livecast Quality Control Center. My name is Rick Beebe, and on this week's segment, we'll be taking a look at the history of the ECW arena. I'll also delve a little bit more into the Brian Pillman saga, and what you would get if you had called his hotline back in 1995. Lastly, we'll highlight the career of everyone's favorite whistleblower, the man who calls it right down the middle, Bill Alfonso. Built in 1974, the ECW Arena was originally a freight warehouse with railroad tracks running next to the building. This would allow trains to drop off shipments for storage before continuing onwards towards their destination. In 1986, the building was sold to the law firm of Stein & Silverman Family Partnership, Inc. It was at this point the northern part of the building was used for retail space, while the southern part became known as Viking Hall. This was due to the South Philadelphia Viking Club, a local chapter of Mummers, using it for storage and as a practice space for their annual New Year's Day Mummers Parade. It was also famously used for Midnight Bingo in an effort to raise funds for that organization. At some point, the tracks were also paved over, leading to issues where people were told the hall was at the corner of Swanson and Rittner, which didn't exist on maps back in the day. ECW founder Todd Gordon remembers the first time he met the building manager, a man called Fuckin' Butchie. Todd claims no one ever called him Butchie or Butch. It was always, yeah, go talk to Fuckin' Butchie, he'll tell ya. Apparently, Fuckin' Butchie had an office upstairs that required a precarious trip up some rickety slats of wood. Todd said that he was scared for his life, while Fuckin' Butchie was easily ascending the makeshift ladder. As mentioned in the previous episode of the ELC, Fuckin' Butchie had told Todd that they were welcome to smash up the building as long as they paid for it, leading to many spots in which holes and dents were created in the drywall and doors were ripped from their hinges during a brawl. Todd also notes that the area backstage where the Vikings would build and store their floats and props for the parade was the perfect spot for him and the boys to hide and smoke weed before a show. ECW would run in that building from mid-1993 until their closure in 2001, although they only ran 6 shows there the entire year of 2000. Following ECW's demise, several promotions would run shows in the building. These included 3PW, CZW, and XPW. This led to an issue where XPW signed an exclusive lease in December 2002, forcing all other promotions to find other places to run. In typical XPW fashion, a month later, they got the State Athletic Commission to ban barbed wire and light tubes during pro wrestling matches in the entire state of Pennsylvania due to their overuse. And then they got evicted in February 2003 because they weren't making lease payments. The arena would go through several name changes. First, it was called the New Alhambra Sports and Entertainment Complex in 2004, which was shortened to the New Alhambra Arena in 2006, and then just the Alhambra Arena in 2008. It was at this time that ECW alum New Jack was banned from the arena after he cursed out the concession stand employee and assaulted the ring crew because he ordered a Sprite and was given 7-Up. Next, it was called just The Arena in 2009, followed by the Asylum Arena when MMA group Asylum Fight League purchased the naming rights in 2010. Lastly, it arrived at its current name, the 2300 Arena, based upon the address it's located at, if you care to visit it today, 2300 South Swanson Street. As we saw in the last episode of the Extreme Livecast, Brian Pillman is still trying to goad the franchise Shane Douglas into a fight, and generally acting pretty batshit insane during his promos. He also purchased commercial time to shill his 900 number, which, JV pointed out, is $1.49 per minute, and that's pretty expensive even today. If you were brave enough to call that hotline back in 1996, you would be treated to a pre-taped promo from Brian Pillman, where he cursed you out and insulted you for several minutes. I have no idea if the promo changed over time, but I do know that interest tapered off after a while, since most people would get tired of him trying to be the franchise and calling them a piece of shit. Of course, the interest only waned after it generated roughly 10 grand a week for Pillman during the first few weeks of it being live. While he's best known in ECW for being a heel referee that actually enforced the rules, as well as the manager of Taz, Sabu, and the whole fucking show, RVD, Bill Alfonso had a long career as a referee, starting back in 1979, when he refereed a chain match in Texas between Terry Funk and the uncle of Sabu, the original Sheik. Soon he joined the ranks of Championship Wrestling from Florida as a regular official. He can be seen in the background of the press conference in which they announce the title match between Ric Flair and Harley Race at Starrcade 83. He's identified as an NWA official. Fonzie would also be the referee for the infamous cage match between Lex Luger and Bruiser Brody in 1987, where Brody stops cooperating from Luger mid-match, leading to a change in the finish where Luger gets DQ'd for hitting Fonzie before escaping the cage. Alfonso would later work for WCW and then the WWF as a referee, being the only man capable of controlling the WrestleMania 9 match between The Undertaker and the Giant Gonzalez. At some point, he also apparently went to rehab for addiction problems, which was paid for by the WWF. He joined ECW in 1999 and stayed employed there until it closed in 2001, although rumors have it he was on the chopping block at the end of 97 and only remained because of a very specific match he had with the lovely Beulah McGillicuddy in September. After ECW's closure, Fonzie would appear here and there, including the time in 2002 where he appeared on the Judge Mathis television show because he was sued by one Missy Hyatt for damaging her Porsche. Nowadays, you can find Fonzie at wrestling conventions and on Twitter, still calling it right down the middle. That wraps it up for this week's Quality Control Center. With a new admiration for Todd Gordon, I'm fucking Richie. Let's get back to Mike Prue and JV.
All right, we're back, and man, that was a fucking damn good edition of the Quality Control Center. Rick broke down the history of ECW Arena. That was great. Mm-hmm. I liked how you chose to do that. My first thought, though, I was like, about it. Yeah. You know, and Rick kind of just did, like, you really did, like, history in this one. You know, a little background on shit. My first thought when I listened to it was like, oh, shit, must not have said anything funny or anything stupid that he needed to correct last week.
Oh, he corrected it on the spot. That's probably why.
That's true, right? Yeah. Right. That's the problem. Right. That's the problem with Rick being on with us is that he can immediately correct us and give us info. And now he's, like, stumbling for shit in the Quality Control Center.
Maybe.
Maybe. He won't say. He's a gentleman. The one thing I did have a question, though. The Pillman hotline. I don't know if I heard this correctly. I listened twice. I was like, he did say that. Brian Pillman earned $10,000 in a week for the hotline?
Yeah, the sources that I found said that people obviously were intrigued by it enough that they called it so that he made 10 grand for like the first couple of weeks of that hotline running. And then it ended up that they, it went down because, as I said, people kind of got tired of calling up to hear him yell at them and say they're pieces of shit and smart marks and whatever. It's like, which I don't blame them. But at the same time, I mean, the fact that he made a couple, 10 grand a week for a couple of weeks just on a hotline shows how invested people got in this story.
Was it pre-recorded message on the hotline? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Right. I was like, was he live calling people pieces of shit? Like, picking up his house phone?
Yeah, it's like, we had the discussion, I think, last time, maybe it was two times ago, about, like, the WCW hotline and, how they had one in the early 90s at Missy Hyatt and Jim Cornette and Paulie Dangerously were on, and then later on, obviously, had the infamous Mean Gene one. Same idea, it's all pre-recorded. But like I said, I couldn't find any info whether it was, if you called it the day that it went up and you called it, you know, 4 weeks later, if it was the same promo or not. But either way, it was basically always just a pre-taped recording of him saying a bunch of crazy and stuff and making fun of you.
Oh, wow, man. He made some cash, seriously. Jeez, just in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
$20,000, man. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Austin didn't make out like that when he popped in.
Yeah, it's $20,000 in 1996 money. That's not $20,000 now.
Shit. Yeah, it's going to be at least almost double, probably.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Such good money.
Phew. Yeah, guy, smart. Pillman is a hustler.
Hustle.
He's a worker.
All right, so let's get into it. It's April 9th, 1996, ECW Hardcore TV, episode 155. We're all in tune. I'll give a countdown. 3 down to 1. You guys need to pause us if you're going to check us out on the network version or maybe one day on the BTT drive.
Get on
yeah,
it, Mills.
So, yeah, come on. Come on now. All right, so here's the countdown. 3, 2, 1, play. All right. We start off with the Eliminators, and we got the Pulp Fiction music in the background. Marisol, right? Is that what it's called? Marisol?
I think so. Mizolu.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Can you let me know when you're at the 35-second mark? I got that.
Holy shit.
I got that loading thing, so it's just
easy. Oh, okay.
Play again.
Alright,
we're good. Yeah, sometimes when I hit play, you know, it happens to you. I thought I cleared it, but I guess it...
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Hey, look at Corona straighten his hair and everything.
Yeah, look at those locks. No,
he's fucking he's trying iron. To be a, you know, a pretty boy at this point.
Yeah. He's slimming down, like we said. Slimming down, making his hair look nice. He's trying to get laid.
He's
do.
Getting less, he's getting less.
Dude's trying to
more,
fuck.
More jack.
Man, I gotta put the volume of this episode way down.
Yeah.
Because I can barely hear you guys. Like, it's almost all the way down on my player. Oh well.
Yeah, usually the first minute or two, I'm getting the audio, the volume, the you know, my headphones right.
Yep. All right, so we got the opening here. Hey, little current events. Anybody watch WrestleMania?
Yes, most of it, not all of it.
I saw some of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's good and bad to it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, even though I didn't like the ending.
Night one.
I said it in the chat, JV, like, Reigns is going to win, and it's going to be like a chase until, like, SummerSlam or something for Cody Rhodes.
Which is weird, but...
Or they might just change course and say, fuck Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, that's where I think they might do.
Seems like that might be the case.
You had your chance to get hurt. Sorry, kid.
Yeah. We had to wait a whole fucking year for you. You're done.
Yeah.
Story ends here.
Yeah.
All right, there's Joey.
That crowd is rabid, man.
Yeah. I think this is still the March 30th show, right? Yeah, these are matches from the March 30th show. Here comes Raven. Still got the gout.
Yep.
He's got his heavies in the back.
Yep.
People chucking shit at him. Fake cop there. Cop on the take.
Oh, he's got the
fake
doctor.
With him. Yep, fake doctor's there. I wish that guy would take a bump. Oh, Kimona, she's got a trench coat on, so you know something's happening.
Something. Yep. Nudity. Nudity. Nudity.
She climbed in the ring.
medical specialist.
Come on, I want to let you. Dr. Mark Allen, okay.
You got to wonder if Joey's wife got mad. He had to say that on TV every week.
Come on, I want to let you. Originally, I was treating Raven for what had been. You know doctors are fake when they have stethoscopes.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, you don't fucking use those until you need to pull it out of the fucking drawer. Yeah. Don't wear maybe it on like your neck or have it in your pocket.
General medicine, like family practice, but a foot specialist isn't carrying a fucking stethoscope.
Right. Like, pediatrician.
Good point, Jamie. It's a fucking foot specialist.
Yeah.
This guy's got a fucking Halloween costume on.
The fucking urologist doesn't have one either. I know. Wow, it's a lot of staples.
Then how is he fucking walking?
Yeah, right.
I was just gonna ask you, how legit is any of that, Rick?
I am not a medical expert, nor do I intend.
No, I meant like his injury.
But that sounds like bullshit. If you've got gout, I don't think it requires you to basically have a bionic foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, gout's like you ate too much fish and you gotta fucking take the weekend off.
Yeah,
it's like it's an inflammation. It's like arthritis.
Right.
It just flares up.
They're putting over his toughness.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well, Sandman's out there.
Yeah. Just hit him with whatever's in your hand.
Beer can.
Beer. Yeah.
Yep. No, get the fuck out.
Proud.
If I can drink a case of beer, you can wrestle.
I was so hoping the Sandman would cane the doctor.
Yes, that's what I was hoping for. Two shitty big boots to Sandman. For big guys that can't get their fucking legs up past their waist.
Yeah.
They fucking kick Sandman in his beer belly, basically.
Yeah.
Alright, we got Shane Douglas and Tommy Dreamer running in now, and the Bruce Brothers Beat on them. Okay.
hey, episode 69 was last week.
Yeah, right. That's what I was just thinking. I was like, no, that was last week. Last time. Shitty ass figure four from Tommy Dreamer.
Shitty figure four.
It's
horrible.
It's just sad.
That's almost as bad as the Miz's one.
It's like two out of shape high school kids trying to do the move.
Oh, this is our debut.
Yep.
Brian Lee.
Brian Lee, huh?
Fake Undertaker.
Fake Undertaker.
Undertaker.
I like Underfaker. Yeah. And he was chains, right?
Yeah, chains. Oh, we didn't give the fucking disclaimer. Guys, listen to this out there.
Adam Bomb, too, right? I'm thinking of someone else.
No, he wasn't Adam Bomb. That was Bryan Adams.
That's it. All right. Yeah.
Yep.
He was in Chronic in WCW.
Yeah. Bryan Adams and Brian Clark. Both were Chronic.
Yeah. Yeah. Crush and.
Crush and Adam Bomb.
Right. All right, so again, listeners out there, if this sounds like shit, it's because we're using Skype. We had previously been using a different service for our recording, and now they want money. They said, fuck you, pay me. And JV's like, no, we're not fucking paying. Yeah, so we're trying out Skype.
We're going to make a call to arms to the BTT Army, JV Goon Squad, whatever's going on here, whoever's listening. And you need to tweet at Zencaster and let them know that $45 a month is fucking insane.
Right, especially when it's been free.
Together we can make Zencaster free again.
I think it's Zencaster taking a shot at us. I think they know we're the only one that uses it.
Yeah.
And they're just like, let's try to get $45 off of Mike Prune JV.
Yeah, they forgot how cheap I am. That's never going to happen. I won't give them $1 a month. I wouldn't give them $1 a month. There's a free alternative. They're not getting any money.
So hopefully the audio is fine and Makes no difference to you. Just wanted to give you that heads up. Oh shit, House of Pain. Is this the first time we're hearing House of Pain?
This is? Yeah.
Oh fuck. I already got music ready for this episode, so.
Awesome.
I got Kiss. You didn't have to remind me, Rick. I remembered. Oh, yeah. I got Wall Machine, Taz, you know. And then I got a... Since one of these shows is building up to a New York show, Massacre on Queens Boulevard is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I figured we need to get into a New York groove. So, Ace Frehley.
Ace Frehley?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Back in the New York groove. Yeah. Fucking great song. I'm back in the New York groove. Oh, fuck. We got to get House of Pain on the agenda soon here.
Oh, yeah. Write that
next
down.
Time. Yep. Shitty-ass Taboo shirt. Taboo. Taboo Sabu shirt.
Jack.
That's Taz and Sabu's tag team. Yeah. Taboo.
Taboo, yeah.
That should have been a fucking tag team name for them. Taboo.
Yeah.
Ah, fucking just 20-something years late on that.
Almost 30.
Jeez. Yeah, you're right.
They were wrestling as a tag team in 94.
Yeah, that's true. I wasn't counting that. I was thinking of a little later.
Well, yeah, 95 is when they had the belts and stuff. So.
Yeah, Taboo would have been a fucking great name.
They never tag again during the feud?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe, but I don't recall. If it is, it's one of those, like, they put them together at a super show or something as, like, against Tommy Dreamer and Raven or something like that. But I don't know that they even do that.
That makes sense that they wouldn't. But I was thinking maybe they did.
Yeah.
Prime time. That was his name in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, just a little bit, a couple years before this. Well, actually, 4 years before this. Oh, this is so badass. We got the Disciples of Apocalypse with Raven. This is so cool. You hear my sarcasm.
Starts headbutting them.
Let's get the fucking Los Boricuas in here to fight them.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, one of the Boricuas was in like 94, remember?
Yes. Yes, the hairy Miguel hairy guy. Perez.
Yeah.
Hairy sweater. Ooh. Oh, that was last week. That was last time. Episode 69.
Going back to the Lost Battalion Hall.
Yeah, man, that's like a homestay at this point. They go every month to Lost Battalion. Yeah. And this is Massacre on Queens Boulevard. Oh, we get a civilized commercial. All right, what's Lance having his hair? We've seen this so many times, I'm going to talk about his hair now. Pomade. Does he have mousse or gel? Or pomade?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm thinking he has like Vidal Sassoon fucking like...
Yeah, Vidal Sassoon mousse.
Yeah,
mousse. It looks like mousse to me.
Mousse smelled so good, too. We put...
You used to use mousse.
I did.
Yeah, I don't have enough hair to use mousse anymore.
Well, I don't fucking use mousse now. I use pomade.
Yeah. I don't even have enough hair for pomade.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of hair. I get it cut short usually all the time anyway, but...
Yeah.
If my hair grows long, I'm fucking like Donald Trump. Like, my hair's all over the place. Like, it's just like flopping. I'll wake up and it'll be like, what the fuck is up with my head? The hair's just like all over the place. So if I cut it short, it's good for a couple weeks, and then it fucking turns into a fucking Trump blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. I'm like, how can my wife even look at me with my hair like this? And you can like see my fucking head. Yeah. Hey, that's 40 for you.
They're on the MSG on the Prime Network.
They're not going to be on MSG for long, though.
Yeah. No spoilers. That ain't going to last very long.
All right, put that in the quality control report soon.
Well, yeah.
What happened with the MSG shit?
Oh, yeah. Right, let me write that down.
Yeah, that's coming up soon.
Chips,
yeah.
Next episode, maybe?
Something happens that causes them
to... Not April 16th, but I think it's the... maybe it's not next week, but I mean... Oh, what do you call it? Maybe it's not the Super Show, but it's definitely coming up soon.
Yeah, something happens and they're like, fuck this, we gotta back out of this deal.
A lot of people said, fuck this, we're backing out.
Yes. Alright, so that's good stuff for the Quality Control Center.
Yep.
Oh, good standby matchup. Joel Hargood against fucking Tony Stetson. Haven't seen this match. Nothing's gonna happen. Back in the day, 911 would come out and fucking just fuck these dudes up.
Yeah, just chokeslam everybody.
Joel Hargood is like fucking Flea.
Yeah, that's it.
Broad Street Bully.
We have a soft spot in our hearts for Tony Stetson, though, here.
Yeah, we do.
That's our boy.
We appreciate him.
My boy, Tony! Ooh.
Tony, Broad Street Bully. Look at me. You look like a fucking idiot.
You look like a fucking fool.
I love how Raven's always like... I mean, he was just screaming there, but he's always like the voice of reason and calm.
Yeah.
And he's got these maniacs around him.
Shows up.
Oh, so he's doing the 911 job here.
Or the Sandman, if you want to talk about, because Sandman come out and just cane the shit out of everybody.
That's true. Yeah, Sandman's too big for that now, though.
Oh yeah, my buddy listens. Paul Richards.
Oh, there he is. Yep, Jerry Lynn Richards.
Yeah,
dude's pretty big. He looks like a wrestler.
I swear to God, if that dude ever finds out the way that we talk about him.
Fuck us up.
Yeah, the man's been retired for like 5 years, and I'm sure he could still fuck us up.
Oh yeah, you bunch of fucking nerds on your podcast talking shit.
Fucking boozes. What's wrong with you?
I was fucking there, fucking sitting in your
that was the sloppiest dominator I've ever seen.
Yeah, that sucked.
And now Axel wins the match that he's not even in.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about ECW is just random matches are, just made official right out of nowhere. It's been a long time since the Pitbulls. All right, we got the Pitbulls. Francine, looking nice.
She looks sad.
Yeah, she's all melancholy. Oh. All right, are they at the hotel, Rick?
I believe that. Well, either that or it's one of those infamous 3 o'clock in the morning ECW arena promos. Because I know I heard that Gary Wolf said, he goes, I always hated doing those because Paulie knew that my partner and I wanted to get the hell out of there. So we would be able to just one time get it through and get done. So Paul would always leave us to the end because he knew we wouldn't have to do a million takes. And we're like, fuck, we just want to get out and party.
You know it's sad, but true.
We definitely played that.
Yeah.
That was good, sir. Baby. I like that. That song, they got me going.
Yeah, man.
That's why watching these on the network, it's not the same.
Fuck. Yeah.
This guy's got a... These guys in the blood. It's like, you blood? Oh, shit. That's
what was like, I'll suck your dick right now. That's what she was saying.
I'll suck all these dicks right now.
Yeah.
Let's turn this into something
like,
different.
Give me all of the dick.
I've seen scenes like that. The locker room.
Yeah.
Big Apple Blizzard Blast. Alright, so we got video for their latest videotape.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sexual harassment.
Oh, crap.
Total elimination!
That they don't mention that all that often.
Oh, my God!
I forgot that that even happened.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was like a reminder for me. Oh, yeah, it happened. I guess they don't mention it much because they want you to buy the tape.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, you gotta buy the tape if you want to know about that. 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
February 3rd. Ooh, franchise.
Ooh, a lot going on. Nope. Everybody's ready.
What do we got here? Ooh, big match. Shane Douglas, Tommy Dreamer, the Sandman versus Raven in the Bruise Brothers. Oh shit, Lance's going nuts.
Slow the camera down.
And so will Kimona. Oh, one thing earlier with the Quality Control Center I didn't mention is, the fucking Butchie. That was great. And you were all in on that, fucking Butchie.
Oh, yeah.
And then you wrapped it up with fucking Richie.
I'm fucking Richie, yeah. But no, watching that interview with Todd Gordon, literally, I was like, I have a good admiration for this guy now, because he's like, yeah, we used to go smoke go smoke weed in the back.
Seems like the coolest dude.
He talks about how they were on a bus trip one time, and all the guys were kind of on edge. And none of them wanted to light up a joint because they were afraid that he was going to yell at them. And so I think Sandman's like, Todd, you need to smoke. And he's like, all right, fine, give me a fucking joint. Takes two puffs, the whole bus went nuts. And then started it was just, I'll watch it again and get the full story for another time. But it was like, holy shit.
That's great.
Yeah, Todd Gordon seems like he'd be the man to hang out with.
All right, so we got more Pillman in the hotline.
Who's that on the left? That's not Pillman, is it?
Yeah, that's Pillman.
Oh, he looks so weird. No?
Right. Yeah, it does. Yeah. You're dressing weird at that time. All centric and shit. Mm-hmm. Fucking Lance Wright with his VCR remote controller.
Yep.
One more time from ooh, ho.
What a badass.
I like it. Yeah, Raven can really fight. He can't even walk.
Yeah. Brian Lee is just the loudmouth coked up or methed up redneck that's following.
Yeah.
Him.
Quagmire ribs. Oh, fuck. Look at those eyes.
I just made $10,000. I can't believe that many people called.
4:20, Saturday night. ECW returns.
That's a big show, right? 4:20 is a Hostile City Showdown.
Sounds like a fucking Nintendo game every time.
Yeah, I think it is. Then cut my hair.
This song again.
I like this song.
It's not bad, I like it.
It's fucking 90s.
Yeah, Raven's a good band.
What's the band?
Sabu versus Robin name?
Pavement.
I feel like we've gone through this before.
We played it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played it a couple weeks.
I don't know if this is off their first album or their second, but it's...
So I knew it. Rob Van Dam was going to be on the 4:20 show. It's against Sabu, and it's a fucking great match.
Hey!
And it leads somewhere, too.
Hey, JV, Padres beat the Braves 5-4.
Fuck! I could have cashed out. and like over doubled my money on that parlay too when they were tied. Oh well.
Try to get the money. Sometimes you lose.
Are the Nationals winning? I took them plus 100.
I don't know. I just got an alert about the Braves.
Holy
shit. I
missed it.
Yeah.
Do it again. Encore.
Turn around, sweetheart.
Come on. Get rid of the graphic, fuckhead. Oh, she just split, too. Come on. Get this fucking six-man tag graphic off. Just crawling to the crotch. Okay, yeah, we love Kimono. Sorry, guys. We can't offend the extreme ECW livecast listeners. No fucking way. If you're offended by being horny, fuck, what's wrong with you?
Those LBTs on display.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the LBT style right there.
Yep.
I want to see Kimono today. What's Kimono doing today? How's she looking?
What's she doing today? Two dicks at the same time.
Two dicks at the same time.
But I don't know how recent it was. She looked all right. Like I think I said last time, Beulah still, she's gorgeous to this day.
Yep.
And I stand by that. You know, favorite ECW female, Beulah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah, the Walking Riot, Missy Hyatt. Mm.
Francine's still good today, too.
Francine, too.
Missy Hyatt,
No.
She sucks now?
Oh, my God. Doesn't even look like her.
No, it's 95% plastic.
Ah, this is a great... I forgot about this.
Yeah.
It's a great entrance. The Sandman first, and then Franchise, then Tommy Dreamer. All getting their little entrance. Like a fucking... It's like a fucking WBF show. They're all getting spotlighted. He's vascular. Look at him! That was Dean Douglas just a little while ago. Douglas is fucking getting jacked at this point.
Yep.
And he only gets bigger.
Yeah. Then he gets injured, though, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy.
With Beulah.
Yeah, Tommy has a boner right now if she's rubbing his leg like that. I would, anyway.
With her head that close to him? Oh, yeah. That's why he starts wearing sweatpants, I'm sure. It's easy to hide that shit.
Yep.
Every 11
get away black. I'm the man in your box, Beulah.
I'm your man in your box.
That kid got a Marilyn Manson shirt on? Looks like it.
I can't tell.
Stars now.
Yeah, it was the green. Oh, that was a great Manson song. I love that.
I liked a lot of his hits, to be honest.
Yeah, all the hits I like.
He broke the chair.
Yeah, wow. You see that? Fucking...
Like little pieces came off of the chair.
Yeah.
That was not a Japanese chair.
I tried to find some guy getting hit in the head by a chair from Japan. I couldn't find it, but I found that table.
I saw the table one, yeah.
Yeah.
That was stiff.
Yeah, that's literally 95% of the time, that's what happens. The guy lands on the table and bounces / slides off the table, and the table just stands there and goes, really?
Table no sells.
Yeah, the table no sells it.
This guy thinks he's Diesel. I hate that guy.
There we go.
I hate the blue meanie.
The blue guy.
Yeah.
Soon to be.
The
And we're only in April, so no NWO yet.
Nope. And fucking Butch, he'll fix it tomorrow.
Fucking Butch. It looks like there's been a lot of Butch work on that.
Yeah.
Oh, you look at that. He's doing the duct tape there. Great job, Butch.
Yeah.
Fucking duct tape, Butch. What a weak ass chair shot from Douglas. The backwards chair shot. Stupid. Turn around and fucking nail.
I don't know if we're going to see this one, so I'll bring it up now. There's a point in which they're doing a match like this. I don't know who's involved, but the Bruise Brothers are involved, and one of them throws a chair into the crowd, like just blindly throws it. And they end up having to suspend them for like 3 shows, like legit, while they're in New York.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's a massacre on Queens Boulevard.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure if we're going to see it or not, but I'll bring it up now just because it fits with the, you know, the Bruise Brothers brawling all through the crowd.
Fucking low blows.
That didn't even look like a good low blow.
Oh, I didn't fucking know. Until he said it.
Head... Looked like he just did a single leg on him.
Yeah, it looked like he just headbutted him in the leg.
Yeah.
Sucked. Joey's spicing it up. Low blow.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Why is Raven on the apron like it? Like there's rules.
No, go back to kimono.
Yeah. Frying pan time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Oh shit, Nacho, what the fuck is that? Is that a paper tray?
Yeah, that looks like a paper tray. For a school teacher, it fits.
Yeah, you're right. He brought his paper tray from class. Oh, there's a shitty chair.
God.
I can see why JV hates Blue Meanie right now.
Yeah.
Dude, he sucks right now.
I never liked him. Fuck this guy. He's good, though. He's supposed to be annoying, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's just doing his job.
I mean, he did suck in WWE, too, when you watched all that.
Yeah. I don't see how I'm going to watch something he does on ECW and be like, wow, this guy's the man. I was wrong about him.
I think like, you I might think like the Blue World
like
Order.
Anderson moment, you know?
Yeah, at least the Blue World Order, it's entertaining because he's being funny when he's making stupid faces.
Well, it's Stevie Richards, right? He's the head of BWO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
Oh, yeah, Stevie's very underrated. Just in general, not even the Blue World Order, Stevie. Just
I agree.
In general.
And Supernova's coming in soon before BWO.
Yeah,
I like him.
And Feinstein comes in during. Well, he's already there doing the videos, but they add him to the Blue World Order at some point.
Oh, I don't remember Rob Feinstein in BWO.
Yeah. Well, I won't ruin it for you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's supposed to be like Eric Bischoff.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's supposed to be Sean Waltman.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, things have calmed down here. We actually have 2 wrestlers in the match currently. Mm-hmm. Not everybody brawling like fuck. Yep. He's got blue balls, and now he's got fucking crushed balls.
Yep.
Finally a big boot. A real big boot. Tommy hits the guardrail. Where the fuck's Sandman? Did I miss something?
What's that? Grab a hammer? What is that?
Sandman's on the floor with CTE, probably. probably. Well, given
what
the
hell, what was that?
Salmon handed him something. He didn't even fucking use it.
It dropped. He already dropped it.
Yeah, the hell?
It was like in the video game. You get hit on the outside, you drop the weapon.
Yeah, you can't bring him in the ring. Match is glitched.
Oh! Oh, no give there.
Mercy.
Oh, there it goes. Raven drops the elbow, smashes Tommy through the table. Shane Douglas just whacks the shit out of Raven with the steel chair as he tries to walk away. Got a clusterfuck of a match going on here.
This is bullshit.
This is a long match, man. Holy fuck. Still got 20 minutes in the show.
I wouldn't be surprised if this takes up a good portion of it, too.
Roll up. The sloppiest roll up I've seen.
Well, that's the thing, is Sandman's out of the picture, so of course he's going to come back, and then that'll take up a good portion.
Can see how hot that building is. Look at how sweaty the franchise is.
Yeah.
Even in April, March, whatever. March, this was the end of March.
Yeah, March 30th?
Yeah.
March.
Raven getting in on the action. Another nut shot. That's all Tommy takes. It's nut shots.
That's what I said. I'm
surprised. Got
balls
of steel.
Procreate, given all the nut shots he's taken over the years.
All right, so currently on screen, we got four wrestlers with black t-shirts on. Years before Kevin Owens.
Yep.
What the fuck? We got one wrestler in the ring there, and Shane Douglas. Tommy being stopped. It's unopen to see a ring veteran like Douglas make a mistake like that. He just hates Raven so much. Shane Douglas and Raven, obviously the two real wrestlers here.
Mm-hmm.
Not the discount. Tommy and the Bruce Brothers, but
yeah, let's
come on. Let's be real, though.
Yeah, let's be real. Let's be professionals here, right?
Yeah.
Raven could actually wrestle if that was his gimmick to be a wrestler.
Oh yeah. But...
Instead of a guy that can't handle his seafood, fucking guy.
Like all his shit from Portland and everything. Yeah. Scotty the Body. That dude can wrestle.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he have great matches with Waltman? Scotty the Body and the Lightning King? Lightning Kid?
Yeah.
Lightning
King. And Global.
Yeah, Global.
Lightning King and Global. And he had good matches with Pillman, I believe, in WCW.
For the light heavyweight.
Yeah, when he was Scotty Flamingo.
Yep.
Actually, probably more like 92, but still.
Yeah, 90. Yeah. Yeah, because the late heavyweight's only around from 91 to 92.
Yeah, I was going to say, and Pillman faces Liger at Super Brawl 2, so.
Yeah.
That was early, that was 92, and then I'm pretty sure the Scotty Flamingo stuff's after that, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we had just covered February 92 on Stunning Steve.
Right.
And briefly talked about that, I think. Or I know I watched the match while I was doing prep for everything.
Oh, yeah, that's an amazing match.
Great match.
Pillman Liger.
Yeah, Pillman Liger.
You can tell. You can tell this match is really.
Yeah, we're talking about fucking Pillman.
Yeah, some other shit.
Liger from fucking 4 years earlier.
Well, we got that from Scotty.
Yeah. No, okay.
You know, Scott Levy.
There's definitely a trail. It's
just. we're going down a path.
Yeah.
It's like fuck this match. All right, now I'm excited. We got a hot tag.
Hot tag to franchise.
Beating up these fucking goofballs, Eli and Jacob. Skull and 8-Ball, Ron and Don,
Patrick and Gerald,
frickin' Freck.
Yeah. No, you don't remember when they actually were Patrick and Gerald?
Ooh, another nudge.
No, give me no. What the fuck, Patrick and Gerald?
Late night. We're going to WCW again. Late 90s, early 2000s. when Jeff Jarrett comes back,
yeah,
he's in he's in NWO 2000. He has these two dudes, Creative Control, which is the Harris twins, and they named them Patrick and Gerald to make fun of Jerry Briscoe and Pat Patterson.
Okay, I did hear of that. I did not watch any of that, and I don't plan on watching any of it.
Yeah, I don't recommend
it. But I did hear it.
Yeah.
I think that might be something I steadfast keep. You know, it's something that I'm never going to do.
Yeah, no.
I'm never going to watch WCW 2000, 2001.
Well, you know what actually sucks is right at the end of the WCW, like March, you know, February, March, they started getting in people like AJ Styles and Jason Jett, who were actually really good, like cruiserweight, you know, wrestlers, and they had a good future. Those guys had a good future, and then WCW went down the tubes.
Yeah.
But they had all the talent in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were getting new talent. That was my point, is it wasn't just like the remnants. Yep. They were getting new guys still.
Yeah, the problem was the Time Warner deal. It screwed them. Because now it wasn't a wrestling company anymore. Now they're just expendable. Like, we don't need this fucking shit. Get rid of them.
Right.
I mean, that could happen with fucking WWE one day if Endeavor ever gets, like, huge big time. Like, WWE. You're out.
Yeah. Well, I know that when they first were discussing about, like, when people were first saying that they were going to sell WWE, people were afraid that it would be owned by some Saudi conglomerate.
Like Fox or something. Oh,
Saudi was a big issue. Yeah.
And then and then people were like, well, eventually, if the Saudis get tired of it, they can just shut it down because they're not losing money on it. They got, you know, fuck you money, basically.
Yeah, right. They'll still make money off the licenses of the product and characters.
Right,
and,
yeah, they'll stop making
money. That's where the money is. The money in WWE isn't the show. It's the what they've built. It's everything they own.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You're right.
Yeah, it's all their IPs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Undertaker. It's
just
the names. Yep. Yeah.
And all the video libraries that they collected over the years.
Yeah. Those tangible and even non-tangible assets, like just likenesses and shit.
Yeah, that's going to be a fucking weird thing. Like, one day, you know, after, say, like, The Undertaker passes away, they're going to make, like, cartoons that still have The Undertaker, but it's fucking just Undertaker, you know?
Yeah.
Not fucking Mark Calloway.
They did it with Andre the Giant. Remember they had that WWE cartoon? Wasn't he in it? He was already
dead.
He's been dead forever.
Was it? Yeah, mm-hmm. Since 93?
He died in 93. Yeah, because he died like 2 weeks after Raw premiered or something.
Yeah.
Not that he was on Raw, but, you know.
Ooh. Oh.
And what a slam.
That was loud.
Smash into the guardrail. Yep. Now, Rick, earlier, you were saying this crowd is hyped. They don't seem so hyped at this point.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. I mean, this is probably the end of the night. When Joey Styles was kicking things off, I'm sure that was hours ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was when they first, you know, first started the show, probably. Or they probably had, like, one match that really kind of set things in motion for them to be crazy.
Yeah. And now they're like, is it time to go? Ooh, are we going to see LBTs?
We better.
Yeah, that was a nice pile driver.
How pissed are the old ladies outside waiting for Midnight Bingo?
Midnight Bingo, they're waiting.
Yep.
Friday night, right? I would imagine this is Friday or Saturday. Let's see.
It stinks in here. It's all sweaty and musty.
Yeah.
1996. Let me take a look quick. March 30th, 1996 is a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yep. So Saturday into Sunday bingo, yeah. For the Vikings. This is almost the main event of Bash at the Beach that they did like 3 months later.
Oh.
These three people just beating the shit, and who's going to come save them?
Oh, it's the guy that was in the match that just fucking abandoned it.
Yeah.
It's like, I got some shit to do. I got to go fucking bang Missy's head into the toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he did.
He's having a cigarette.
You just bang Missy. I'll bang her out real quick, and then I'll come back. I'm going to say, Alex, my wife, just sent me a text. She's like, oh, I forgot you were recording. She's like, oh, fuck, I thought you were coming upstairs.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Like, I fucking told you. How'd you forget? I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Selective memory.
Usually, like, what I'll do to remind her, like, hopefully she don't listen, but... I get my headphones ready. Like, I take them from one spot and move them to another when she's in the room with me to let her know. Without saying anything. Yeah, like, reminder. Yep, I'm recording.
He takes the Bret Hart chest first bump.
That's a great bump. Nobody takes it like Bret Hart.
Sternum first. Yeah. Oh, I'm behind you guys then if you saw that. Fuck.
That's a very average bump.
Yeah.
All right, what we got for a timestamp? I got 45, 50, 51.
Sandman doesn't look like he's broke a sweat.
53, 54. Yeah, I think we're on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm at 58, 59.
You guys must have been just ahead of me because I saw the sternum first right after. Got two men down, franchise down, Ravens down. All of a sudden we give a fuck about rules.
Oh, jeez.
And the rules are out the door. Sandman comes in with a cane.
Everyone no gets DQ. A cane to the fucking face.
Nope.
We have to stand here on ringside like jerk-offs waiting for a tag, but I can come in and just fucking nail you with weapons if
Finnegan's
I want.
Finnegan's like, I ain't getting in the old way. Right. Fuck you, man.
Fucking weird. Weird rules.
Mm-hmm. He gets a pass because it's ECW. But, man, I'll tell you, I was pissed when WWF started doing this shit. Back in...
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was 99. Yeah, maybe... Yeah, 99 was when it really got crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I was pissed. I was like, this shit sucks. Stop trying to be ECW. Fucking stupid. I look back now when I watch it, I was like, yeah, whatever, that's the time. But at the time, I was like, bullshit, stop trying to be knockoff ECW.
Well, it was even worse.
All the fucking rules.
When WCW started doing it, it was just, it was
worse. Oh, they went nuts. Yeah. Because they sucked. Yeah, fucking Norman Smiley doing it and shit.
Norman Smiley. I like that guy.
They had three count win the hardcore title.
Ugh. Free count.
Tank out.
Fucking boy band.
The shirt with his nipples cut out.
What's going on here? No, they're in the crowd. I couldn't see them. They were like blending in with the curtain. I'm like, where the fuck they go?
Remember when they didn't have the curtain and it just looked like shit back there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a fire hazard having that big ass curtain there.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that shit never got caught a flame? What the fuck's he have? Crutches?
He said he had a crutch, yeah.
There's always a crippled person in the front row with crutches.
Yep.
Why the fuck's that always happen? Fucking Tiny Tim?
The amount of dudes with glasses, mustaches, and like sports caps, like dad caps, is amazing.
Oh yeah.
Because it was the times, you know.
Yep. Yeah, hockey jerseys.
It's a Canucks jersey on, yeah.
Back when the Canucks were pretty good in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
That guy's got a WAP shirt on. He's got a wet-ass pussy shirt on before. Wet-ass pussy was wet-ass pussy.
Hey, Kimona's in the house.
Did you see it? The hoodie?
I did.
Right there. Cabal got that WAP.
Was that a B or an A?
I thought it was an A. The way, it must have been the way his fucking string went over it.
Probably some fucking technical school. College or some shit. WAP. WBP. Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's what it is. Pennsylvania.
Glad I walked through that in my mind. But I like wet-ass pussy better than Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, for sure.
Yeah, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Yep. The hell is he hitting him with?
Fucking Scranton.
Is that bread? Is that one of those bread trays that they use at supermarkets?
Yeah, bread trays or milk. You put milk on them. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I remember the elementary cafeteria, you had to fucking fill those up with milk carton.
Yeah, yep.
The mini ones. That's Dale door is not breaking from the front door. That's a bullshit front door.
Yeah, that's not the front door.
That's the fake door that we saw last time that had that opening. Remember you called it out, Rick. Like, oh, look at this fucking fake deal.
And that wasn't even at the ECW arena. That was somewhere else.
Oh, that's true.
Jim Thorpe. Glenn Olden or something. Oh, shit. He means business. He brought the door in.
And Joey's selling it as the steel door still.
He's going to pile driver him on the door.
Is he going to break it? Yeah, a little crack, I think. What a pile driver, though. One, two. Ow! Ron Don breaks it up.
Now the volume's low. I gotta bring it up. There we go. Did you guys notice that?
What?
That sounds good for me. My volume's super low already, though. Mm-hmm. I think the volume of Skype is a lot lower than the volume of Zencaster was.
Just it here instead.
I may be wrong. But I may be right. Billy Joel.
Look at that shit ass leg. Right. Almost broke his right leg.
What a fucking leg drop.
Any of the three of us could do a better leg drop than that.
He just, all he did was fall off the top rope. That's all he did. Tommy's getting fucked up outside the ring. Raven and his cronies going to pull this off. Come on. Shane Douglas isn't doing much to... I mean, I guess he's struggling. But come on, Shane. Get with it. Oh, good. Good reversal. Oh, shittiest belly-to-belly he's ever done. That was horrible.
Because it was almost like he was trying to get him on the door, but he realized it wasn't lined up right, and he was just like, ah, fuck it.
Yep, just dropped him. All right, Sammy got his balls crushed. And seconds later, Shane Douglas says, all right, I'll go for the pin. And he got it. One, two, three.
But not before he didn't stop to help the Sandman.
Yeah,
that's true. Good point. Didn't help the Sandman.
He could have helped the Sandman, but no, he let poor old Jim Fullington's balls get rammed into that steel post.
Those balls were ramming the back of Missy's ass, and now now they hit the fucking post.
Yep. Douglas getting fucked up now, though. Pain. They make it pay.
Yep. Yeah, so Raven and the Bruce Brothers may have lost the match, but they're fucking taking out Sandman, Tommy, and the franchise. Laid out here on March 30th, 1996 at the ECW Arena. This crowd is weak at this point. They don't give a fuck, it seems like, what's going on here.
The crowd just wants to go home.
Yeah, like, let's go. Go home.
Or go to the Travelodge.
Who's this? Oh, Beulah. Beulah just hopped in the ring and jumped on Raven's back. Oh, here come the Bruce Brothers. They just grabbed the Beulah. Please, no. What are they going to do? They're pulling her by the arm. Pulling her by the arm, rather. That's right, she's pregnant. Yep.
I'm pregnant!
What are these cocksuckers going to do? Oh, that's right. This is what causes a lot of shit to get pulled, I think. Ah. Oh. Kimona tries to save Beulah, and then Raven smacked the shit out of Kimona.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Abuse of a woman's not going to fly all the time on TV, especially when you're on big networks.
And she's pregnant.
Right.
Yeah. Just issues canceled.
Oh my god. What a way to end the show there.
That's a good episode though. I mean, that match took a while, but
a fucking almost a whole episode.
A lot of nut shots, to be honest.
Welcome to the lot of Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah. We have a lot of nuts and asses going on in this episode. But yeah. Fun shit. All right, so with that said, we're going to take our break and we're going to move on. And the next episode is going to be matches from Massacre on Queens Boulevard from April 13th, 1996 in Queens, New York. So we're going to take, like I said, a little break. We got our break song, as we mentioned earlier. It's going to be Ace Frehley in his solo album, which Kiss did a series of four solo albums in September of 1998. The fuck out of here.
I was just about to jump down your throat and then you corrected yourself.
What was it, 1998? The Circus fucking albums or something?
Psycho Circus was 96, I think. That was 96. Their reunion. Even though nobody except for Gene and Paul actually plays on the record.
Yeah, fuck that album.
Yep.
But anyway, this was considered to be one of the best of the solo albums from 1978. Mm-hmm. And hit song New York Groove. So take a listen to that, and we'll be right back.
In the dead of night. New York Blues.
right, we're back now for ECW Hardcore TV, episode 156 from April 16th, 1996. We are heading into Massacre on Queens Boulevard from April 13th, 1996. And this is going to be a good one. We're going to get a debut of an ECW original. Well, he's not original, obviously, but he's now considered an ECW original. So, yeah, big debut coming up and some good matches and looking forward to this one. So let's get right into it. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like you guys are getting ready. Somebody's getting ready over there.
Yeah, I just made sure I didn't have the loading this time.
Oh, yeah. I just did the same exact thing.
So I'm good.
All right. So we're all set. Perfect. All right. So we're good to go. I'll give the countdown for everybody. 3, 2, 1. Then I'll say play. We'll hit play. All right. 3, 2, 1. Play. Hello everyone, I'm Joey Styles. Right to Joey. Championship Wrestling. This is the post game report from the Massacre on Queens. Oh, post game report from Joey Styles from the Massacre on Queens Boulevard, as it's been named at this point. So we're jumping from March 30th content all the way to April 13th. So 2 weeks have gone by. What the fuck's that noise? Oh, I'm hearing somebody's feedback.
Not mine.
I just turned mine down. Do you still hear it?
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Look at them all spiffy out here. Looking
look
like
at Kenny Albert.
I think I had that tie.
Fucking Kenny Albert and Shane Douglas.
Via satellite from Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah, one of the last times.
Square Garden.
Like last time they'll be there. Now it is. That is MSG. It's Kenny Albert.
Halftime Sports.
Kenny Albert with an ECW mic. You see, at one time you've heard this place called the Mecca of professional wrestling. Everybody said, Kenny, that I would never be back in Madison Square Garden. I sit here looking better than I ever have before. Shane Douglas. Not that humble. I'm sitting here looking better than I ever did before. Championship Wrestling's home, ECW Arena. The new Mecca of professional wrestling. A new Mecca, Madison Square Garden. Next week, we won't be allowed in here.
Play on the basically word Mecca.
Yeah, you couldn't say that today. Somebody get offended.
Yep. But sitting here as the franchise of Madison Square Garden, I
know that I can thumb my nose at anybody in Stamford, Connecticut. So cocky. At anybody in Atlanta, Georgia.
At anybody in the world. I think his teaching career, they let him have the earrings in.
I don't know when he stopped. He had to have quit at some point.
That's a good point.
Especially if he's on TV and he's swearing and shit.
Very true.
And all the kids know him. Because they're entertainers. Mr. Martin's fucking on TV swearing every night. Now what's next? Where can you possibly go from here? Can you go up? Or is this the Mecca? I sure can go up. And there's one step to take. It's becoming, once again, the Extreme Championship Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion. Rest assured. Tell the odds makers in Vegas to bet on it. Because it will happen. And it will, well, doesn't happen right away.
No.
He goes on that TV title run for a while. Which I loved.
They do it to, like, build him up more, you think? Or, like, was that planned?
I don't know.
Well, they have the Sandman versus Raven feud for the belt. No spoilers, but that's where they're heading. So I think they wanted to keep Douglas in, you know, in the public eye and keep him relevant without having to insert him into where they were going with Raven and Sandman.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, and it definitely bolsters that title.
Yeah,
to have him involved with it.
Yeah, and they have there's an incident that happens that kind of jump starts the
Pitbull number one.
The Pitbull number two versus, well,
number two
Douglas feud. Well, no, it's what happens with number one. I'm trying to be vague.
Okay.
It's what happens with number one that causes him to feud with number two. Douglas to feud with number two.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Anthony Durante.
Anthony. The good. Yeah. Well, actually, no, he was kind of an asshole, too, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess Pitbull number one is the actual decent guy.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know how bad of a person Anthony Durant was, per se. It's just the way his.
How it ended.
Ended is pretty shitty. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's not like the Rock and Rebel where we know he was a piece of shit.
That's true. Yeah. You're right. All right. We got a hyped crowd again. So it's the obviously beginning of the taping.
That curtain wasn't there, right?
Who's this guy? No, that ECW banner? No, yeah, that wasn't there. That's new. Yep. Well, look at this, JV.
Another Dudley.
That's D-Von.
D-Von. Got D-Von Dudley in the house now.
Yep.
A black Dudley. What the hell's going on with this family? Big Dick or Daddy Dick, whatever his name is. He's all over.
Say what you will, but 27 years ago, but 27 years ago, ECW was diversified.
Yeah. It's like Modern Family up in there.
You have you have a fat Dudley. You have, well, two fat Dudleys.
A lot of fat Dudleys.
Yeah.
Sign guy Dudley.
A Native American Dudley. You have a black Dudley. You have a little Dudley.
Checking all the boxes.
We don't have the Spike Dudley yet.
No, but you had little Snot Dudley.
Yes, that's right, Snot Dudley.
Yeah. I mean, he's gone, but still.
JT Smith with.
I don't know if you saw this.
Look at that little guy's ripped.
They called him. Hey, that's Little Guido.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Formerly known as. What was his name?
Damian Stone.
Yeah, Damian Stone.
Yep.
Now he's officially Little Guido.
Yeah, because he's JT Smith's cousin.
His cousin.
From Sicily.
Damian Stone is JT Smith's cousin, and D-Von is brothers with Bubba Ray.
Yep.
All right.
Resemblances.
Yeah. That's uncanny.
Perfect. Uncanny, yeah.
Speaking of,
so we're getting highlights here.
Yeah.
So we're just going from like segment to segment here from Massacre on Queens Boulevard.
Yeah, it's just
now we're seeing some. Yeah, it's all hodgepodge. We got Sabu versus Mikey.
I like those pants. I don't think I've ever seen Sabu wear red and white. Well, red with the white sash.
Yeah, I like the colors. Yep. White boots too. How is he gonna hit this spot? Ooh, nice.
Yep.
Crowd loves it. Is this fucking ECW arena? It looks tiny.
Yeah, it looks small.
Is New York, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Dora. Fucking Queens Boulevard. Down there is basketball.
I mean, bro, we know it could be the rec center somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
CD Rec. Oh.
Yeah, CD Rec.
The Murphy Rec Center where ROH used to run. In the early days.
Yeah. Yep. Well, didn't you say this was a rec center anyway?
Nice cross.
The Regal Park.
Hall, yeah, in Queens, New York. Yeah, Lost Battalion Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a rec center.
Yeah, so this is the equivalent of Banktree Armory that we had in Fall River. It was a rec center.
Yeah.
Looks exactly the same. But Oz was a fucking, like, well, obviously it's an armory, so you know.
Yeah.
Kind of look like a castle.
Yeah, you don't have New Jack yelling at you outside, though.
That's right, yeah. I was scared of New Jack. As I should be.
As
like, this guy's going to fucking beat somebody up. Oh, what a spot. But yeah, a great spot. Fucking just go through the table. Don't hit Mikey at all.
Yeah, just completely whiffed.
Destroy your lower back.
Look at the crowd just pointing at him. So disrespectful.
You fucking suck. Yeah.
NBA players in 2023 would ask them to leave.
No, he's hobbling
out of the arena.
Get out. You can't talk shit.
Ooh, that was nice.
You can't pay a ticket and be rude. Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah.
Sabu picks up the win. Mikey's just on a losing streak here.
Dude's fucked.
As he should be.
Referee just nonchalantly throws the chair over the ropes.
Yeah, he really shouldn't be winning.
Yeah. Without Cactus Jack around, Mikey shouldn't win shit.
Yeah, he's kind of fucked. Boy left him.
Yep. He's over there pulling his hair out on Monday Night Raw right now.
Yeah.
Screaming. Shutting his fingers down on men's throats.
Yeah. Getting people spitting out foam and shit.
Are they boys now?
Oh, shook his hand.
He said he respects him.
Nice. Well, Sabu's trying to be babyface right here.
Gonna super kick him in the face now. Nope.
No, here comes we go.
The legend. It was the fuck.
Del Alfonso, the legend?
The dark shirt with the orange bow tie.
He looks like Michael Richards in Problem Child.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Team pass.
It's like a fucking Mickey on Adderall.
Yeah, Mickey. Go get him, Taz. Fight.
Not 100% sure yet if this is yet, but eventually one of the guys in Team Taz that you see, I'm not sure if it's either yet, becomes Amish Roadkill.
I don't know who that is.
You'll, the big you'll dude.
Looking yeah, forward to it because that's a pretty wild name.
Amish Roadkill.
Yeah. You know Amish Roadkill, Brew, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, I don't think he's there. Unless he looks totally different.
Up there, but I don't know if he's there yet.
His fucking UPS shirt on.
Yeah.
Good Jericho. I'm not too happy about this at all.
At all.
So he's getting handcuffed to Todd Gordon, our man.
Yep.
Jack nerd guy. Got my cutoff on. Something about those 90s glasses just make people look like nerds, even though they're fucking just regular dudes.
Alright, I gotta find out who the referee karate guy is.
Oh, shit. Nice try, Fonzie. Have a seat. Chair. Got a blue steel chair.
That was sick.
That was great suplex by Jericho.
Fucking Jericho. Taz
on his head.
He was so
always good.
Still is always good. Fight rules here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Ho! Wrestling kick.
Fucking martial arts kick.
You don't fucking turn around.
I thought he said fuck around, find out.
Imagine that.
Like he invented it.
Find out.
He invented it.
He invented it. You fucking shut your mouth.
Yeah. Fucking sensei.
Bow you, sensei.
He's like one of those guys that teaches that fake karate. You ever see those?
No. What do you
fucking
mean?
Fucking hilarious. Dude, I follow this page. It's called McDojo Life on Instagram. And they show, like, so it's like, you see there's one little, like, six-year-old Asian dude, and then, like, 20 people jump on him, and he can just, like, make them all fucking move just by, like, touching their wrist. And, like, they all fall back.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, dude.
I used to work with a guy who thought that shit was real. I was like, dude, Jesus. That's not real. Like, you can't, like, what's wrong with you?
You guys better watch out, or I'll give you the touch of death.
Yeah, like, dude, like, fucking not real.
I don't like to whip it out when, but if I have to, I'll use the touch of death on you.
No, you won't.
Yeah. And then like,
but yeah, JV knows what I'm talking about.
I do. There are people that truly believe it's real too. They'll be like going to arguments. Like, why don't they fight in UFC? Why ain't they in UFC? Oh, because they'd kill someone in UFC. I'm like, oh yeah, that's why.
Oh, fucking marks.
Well, martial arts marks.
Yeah, marks.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, so we had some Taz kicking ass here. Man, who's on the take here? Who's this Gi ref on the take?
Just fucking kicks him, takes the rest of his money.
It's the same guy that played the Doctor.
Yeah. It's like a shitty James Bond villain. Yeah, it's the Doctor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The foot doctor. Alright, so Taz fucking laid waste to Chris Jericho. Well, Taz's team Taz, fucking... That's a cool gimmick here at this point. Team Taz, like he's a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
I love it. Taz just does the judo.
Mm-hmm.
Plays judo. There's the fucking Fonzie 1950s style shirt. It's got the slick back hair.
Wow.
Look at that look that Lance has.
What a marker.
Got his fucking...
Yeah, the expression on his face, like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, that. I was talking about the look that he has of his collar popped out over his t-shirt. That lame fucking look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want
Dudley's? Oh, I love this look. It's a way of life. What that means is just go around and fuck whoever you want.
Fucking Tatanka Dudley.
Spread your seed, my son.
That's right. I love Tatanka Dudley. Don't make him come. He's come a lot around here. Devon Dudley is just fucking Samuel Jackson from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, right.
He really is.
Totally is. Fucking Julius, right? Is that his name, Julius? Pulp Fiction.
I think so. That's my brother. I'll tell you the whole cast. Saturn and Cronus.
Badass names. Mm-hmm. John Cronus, that's his name though, right? Or am I wrong? No, what's his name?
George.
Oh,
I'll talk about him on the
there you go.
QC, so.
All right, there you go.
Alright, let's see how they try to murder El Puerto Ricano this week.
Oh yeah, every week that guy's fucking taking shots.
That was pretty cool. Cronus kicks him in the back of the head, and then Saturn thrust kicks him in the throat.
Puerto Ricano.
And Flea. Give it away
now.
It's in his fucking underwear. Saturn salt and a Cronus salt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his hair looks a lot better all fucking Vidal Sassooned out.
Yep.
It's all soft and shiny.
Oh, what are we going for
here? This is
going
to be fucking bad. Puerto Ricano.
It's like
awesome.
The Doomsday device with the steel chair.
Yeah.
Like,
it was
really lazy.
Done.
Yeah.
I was saying.
No athleticism shown.
You just throw the chair at him. Look at him.
Just skims it across the top of his head. Like, it doesn't even really hit him with it.
Yeah, that sucked. Oh, here we go. Total elimination. Come on, Joey. Where's the call?
Total elimination. That's what we need, Joey.
All right. Joey. Get some coffee or something. Wake the fuck up. He's recording this at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Saturn's got a mic.
What's here?
Uh-oh.
You're welcome.
Fucking ass.
Remember that? Saturn, you're welcome.
What'd he say? They took such a badass guy named, like, Saturn and made him a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny,
shit.
Though.
Oh, no, it was very funny. He dented that Rubbermaid.
The thing, though, when you have Stone Cold Steve Austin, you can't have somebody else be that badass if you're not going to push him.
True.
So you got to make him a goof. But here comes fucking Mustafa. Dressed like he's about to fucking rob a convenience store, a bodega, New York City. Queens. Itchy Gaga.
Man, that some of those strikes look like they were not.
Oh, they don't give a fuck.
He's laying that in.
The locker room's empty.
Dickheads are gonna be dickheads.
Sure. Oh no, here comes everybody now.
But I'm sure Cronus gave it right back to him. So you know,
yeah,
he ain't taking shit from Mustafa.
Nope. Like, fuck you, Mustafa. I saw you when you were wearing fucking little yellow tights. So stop acting like you're hot. Yeah, WCW.
Imagine you said that in a promo.
That'd be great.
That'd be fucking sick.
All right, we got these guys separated. Dudley's. Separating the gangsters from the Eliminators.
Crowd shan't let them go.
Yeah, the crowd's hot for this brawl.
I know.
I am too. Fuck. Let them go at it. That's one of my favorite things about ECW is a good tag team feud. There's always one going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Now going back, obviously, with Public Enemy. They always had something good going on.
Mm-hmm.
When the gangsters came in, that was great. Well, I've said it before, the gangsters are just so unpredictable, you don't even know when they're going to be around.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that is going to go on to be pretty steady.
What, them getting arrested every week?
No, I mean the feud of the Eliminators and the gangsters.
Yeah.
It's something that they're actually going to be able to build on because gangsters
and
get their shit together.
And then the Elims move on to the Dudleys at some point.
Yep. Yeah, the Dudleys grow and that becomes a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking forward to seeing now, too, at this point, obviously.
Oh, totally.
Is this that lazy ass leg drop?
is he gonna do it? This is a different match, but let's see if it's the same. He can't even stand up. Whoa!
The keg drop.
He lost his balance.
That one wasn't as bad.
No, it wasn't.
That was to a headhunter. Whose ass is that?
The lady. Oh wow, damn.
Oh, that's Lady Alexandra.
Yeah.
She's looking holy moly.
Hello, Lady Alexandra.
Fuck.
And Missy Hyatt.
Yeah. I like to see Alexandra's outfit see-through.
It is. You can keep those heels on, honey.
Whoa. Damian Kane is banging that. What the fuck is going on with society?
Yes, sir.
What kind of world do we live in? When a man like that.
Jimmy Garvin.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy Garvin. He's about to take off on his plane.
Yeah.
Oh.
JV, did you make up that leg drop name? Keg drop?
I just said it jokingly, yeah.
That's classic. That's
perfect. That's the real name?
No.
Oh, you just made it up. The keg drop.
It is now.
Oh, all right. You asked if I made it up, so if you thought I made it up.
I thought you did. Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
I'm high, bro. I'm fucking stoned.
Well, you got good credit right now on that one. Oh, no give on that table. Oh, shit. Abdullah Butcher's jumping off the top rope. I mean, headhunter number one. 1.5. Who the fuck is it? Oh. I thought New Jack was another headhunter. I just saw another bald head. I was like, oh, that's the skinny little brother of the headhunters.
Yeah.
All right, so the fucking gangsters are in here doing the thuggish, ruggish bone right now on the headhunters.
The thuggish, ruggish bone.
Mike Mills would be proud of that. Thuggish, ruggish.
What's that?
I said Mike Mills would be proud of that reference.
That's yeah, he loves bone.
Does he?
Good yeah. Taste.
He loves
look
the
at
first
these guys. Fucking lightsaber duel with chairs.
Oh, that's what you get for bringing that hot piece of ass around us.
Oh, here comes the Eliminators.
Yeah, you're going to eliminate, all right. You're going to live up to the name right now, Rick? Is that what we're about to see?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I do know where this leads.
Rick is just a potential spoiler.
Yeah, and so that's why, if you notice, I'm not talking much, because I know where this is going, and I don't want to ruin it.
That was great.
Back to the loop.
Yeah, that was cool. I like it.
And how fast is this episode flying by, guys? Holy shit, man. Great pacing on this episode.
Like halfway through.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you do quick segments. You know? I mean, that's why we're taught, like, as a teacher, we're taught to just have, like, short segments of shit, because it makes the time feel like it flies by for the kids. They never get bored. You know? So that's a great way to program TV. Just have just quick segments.
Yeah. But you don't want them to be too quick, because then it's like...
Yeah, well, you gotta have some highlight spot, or something needs to be longer than the other things. D-Von makes his... Wow, they even, right there, they have a big spot. D-Von makes his ECW debut. Like, that's a big deal. Like, how do they know that's a big deal already? Like, that could just be another fucking lame Dudley. I guess they're all in on him.
Yeah. And ECW's first time at the Big Kahuna in Wilmington, Delaware.
Got Big Kahuna. I still can't get over how jacked he is.
That's the video game sabo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss Paulie being on TV. When the fuck's he coming back?
What, on ECW?
In any kind of meaningful role. Yeah, in ECW. It's not until the pay-per-view, right?
I was going to say, I don't think he does until... in a meaningful role until, the pay-per-view time. And even then, he's not, like, managing anybody at the pay-per-view.
Yeah. And he's 94. He was on fire. Promo style. 94 is an awesome year.
Definitely an underrated year, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't get the love it deserves.
Mm-hmm. All right, we get the Eliminators. Let's see if we can listen for anything. He's not laughing anymore. Cronus is not laughing. I'm not goofy anymore. I have straight hair. and I'm on TV, and I need some WAP. Ladies, I'm open for business.
Ladies, the line is to the right.
My name is Cronus. I'm the eater of the planets, but also I'm the eater of something else as well.
That's funny.
Raven versus Damian 666.
Oh, Damian 666. Oh, shit. Are we going to see this match on TV? That's it? Oh, it's probably just hype it for the video then. So we're probably not going to see it.
We'll see it. We'll see it next show with the supercard. Wasn't it on the Hostile City show now? Or was it on Massacre in Queens Boulevard? Now I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's Massacre in Queens Boulevard.
Champ is here.
Yeah, ECW champ. Shitty champ, in my opinion, but hey, yeah, champ.
Not what I expected. Not living up to the hype that I used to hear.
No, he's just an injured pussy boy who has to make us hate him because he's got this fucking bombshell.
There's nothing memorable with how hurt.
Speaking of pussy,
that's the great thing about Raven's character is he always finds heat magnets. Like, he doesn't have to do anything, but he just has heat all around him. Like, you got Kimona. fuck Raven, because Kimona's going into his crotch every 2 seconds. Oh, he's got Blue Meanie. Fuck Raven, because he lets this fucking fat, goofy fucking dude be around him. It's annoying. Fuck Stevie Richards. See? Just makes you hate him. Well done. He's doing the Shawn Michaels. Well, Shawn Michaels is the new champion. Living his boyhood dream. Yep. And Meanie's living his boyhood dream doing this. And Brian Heffron would say that. Cool. Oh, he's gonna fucking. Oh, are they gonna do the diesel on the Shawn Michaels hand? Yep. I used to do that in gym class with one of my friends.
Didn't we all?
Fucking nerd. Yep. Dave, you remember Mitch? Hermana Gildo?
Yeah, yeah. You know what's funny? He came up as a recommended friend on Facebook.
Yeah, hey, I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, but I haven't seen him in a while, and I never seen him. I was like, oh, shit, he still kind of looks the same.
Whew. All right, you like Blue Meanie now? No, he hate him more because he gets... See, Blue Meanie's catching chicks, man.
That kind of made him a little cool there.
Yeah.
Miss Patricia.
What's her name?
Her name is Miss Patricia. Or Patricia, one of the two.
QCC.
That's no, exactly. I'm not saying anything else.
Look, put it on the QCC.
Just hanging out.
I love those types of shorts, jorts, whatever the fucking called for girls, like a skirt short.
Yeah,
those are cute. That girl's got some nice thick thighs. Tan.
Mona's ass hanging out as Raven stomps.
Oh yeah.
Very toned.
Or Stevie.
Oh, see, yeah. Now he's beating up Kimona. Oh, Stevie is. So she hating on a lesbian basically is what they're doing because that's what Kimona is. Well, she's bi, I guess.
Yeah.
She's just a fuck buddy. That's all she is. Little LBTs open for or LBTQs, whatever the fuck. Something for everybody. I don't discriminate. Joey really selling there. Big Apple? I thought we just saw that. Come on his ass.
Yeah, they're shilling it again.
No, I meant come on his ass is the Big Apple.
Oh, yes.
Big Apple.
It's more like a peach, I guess.
It is more of a peach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you get that slight glimpse of what's under there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Little pit. Little peach pit.
I wasn't going to go there, but give me good things. I can't be the dirty one all the time. Rick veers away from the dirty shit. Let's us be the grimy guys. Rick likes to keep it professional. He's like Lance Wright.
I like to keep things more civilized.
Civilized, yeah, exactly. That's what I was looking for.
Perfectly dated reference.
Pitbull's coming to the ring. What's going on, man? I mean, Francine? I always thought that was weird that the opening music was the Pitbull's music.
Yeah.
Like, Pitbull's, you gotta get a different song, fuckheads, but that's already our opening. That's another reason to shit on Gary Wolf. Although he is a follower of the podcast.
Yeah.
He's never listened to it, but he follows.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Because if he listened, he would not follow.
Especially the early days.
I mean, how can you get mad?
Yes.
It's like you get mad about it. It'd be like shitting That's on true. Like Maverick from Top Gun and Tom Cruise gets all dicked off.
Well, he would.
Yeah, that's a bad analogy. He definitely would. Tom Cruise definitely get pissed off.
About jumping on couches and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck your couch. Oh, that's a badass Taz shirt. I didn't know that was for sale already at this point.
Well, now we're outside.
Hey, we're on Queens Boulevard.
Queens Boulevard, I mean, yeah.
All right, Rick, another task. Fact check that. Are they on Queens Boulevard?
Okay.
Are they actually on Queens Boulevard or just making shit up? I'm sick of seeing the Bruise Brothers. Fuck off.
Joey just said something about going to Goldfinger's, so...
Yeah, I heard him say that.
That's near the Lost Battalion Hall, so I'll have to look up where Lost Battalion Hall is, if it's on Queens Boulevard or not.
Well, there's, Buell and Francine hanging together, all buddies now?
Yeah, I was like, you saw that too, on the left-hand side, right?
Yeah.
Well, Tommy and,
what a kick.
Tommy and the Pitbulls are,
fucking martial arts
teaming,
kick.
So that kind of makes sense that at least they're civil with each other.
Yeah. This woman used to be catfighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're hanging together. Next week they'll be fucking fighting each other again. That's how women do, usually. You know? Like it this week. Next week? I don't know. Just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah. Devil's jersey.
Yeah.
Hockey jersey is hockey. The way of the times. Back then.
They're coming back now. Hockey's like getting popular again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a closet.
Like ratings are up and shit or something. Like their social media presence is higher. It's pretty weird.
What's your newest hockey sweater?
Newest one that I've got. The NHL did this thing there called the reverse retros, where all the teams make they came up with a like an old design, but they kind of modernize it or flip it around color wise or whatever. And cool. I got the San Jose Sharks one because it pays homage to the California Golden Seals. So it's this really sweet, it's a white jersey, but the lettering on the front is all like teal and shit.
Nice.
That's probably I think that's the most recent one I got. I got that one for Christmas.
That sounds pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture of it.
Yeah. Oh, even flow.
Are the Ducks still a pro team?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They're in Anaheim still.
Do they wear retro jerseys ever?
Yeah, they have a retro jersey that's like the old school, you know, early 90s Mighty Ducks with the goalie mask and all that. But their main jerseys are, they came up with a different logo. It's a D, but it's kind of in the shape of a duck foot.
So yeah.
They're trying to, Because Disney doesn't own them anymore, so they were trying to distance themselves from the Disney aspect of it.
Yep. It's been for a while they've done that. Right?
Yeah,
they got like that gold, not gold, but...
It's like orange.
Bronze type color. D, yeah. Is hockey a big sport, or what do you like more, basketball or hockey?
Me? Hockey.
Yeah.
Nothing against basketball, I just like hockey better. But the way I put it is, I like sports in general, but I definitely like contact sports more.
Hmm.
You know, hockey, football, rugby, Australian rules football.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Look at these babes at ringside. Just...
Babes.
Babes. Hey, it's 90s, right? Babes.
Babes.
That was a stiff punch to the back of the head there, by Raven. The fuck?
Oh, Tommy with a DDT of his own. This match is already over.
It's on even flow.
Yep. It's still not being called the even flow yet. Well, we talked about this. It's not that until like WCW. Have we played even flow as a song yet?
I don't think you have.
Put that on the list. I love that album.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam album.
10, right?
10. Yep, 10.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
King Kong here on Jeremy. The top rope.
King Kong. King Kong reminds me of Donkey Kong, which reminds me of watching Mario Brothers today. It was fucking awesome. I was telling Rick, JV, you gotta watch Mario Brothers movie.
It was good?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to watch it. Of course I'm going to watch it. Yeah.
Well done.
I imagine it to be. The trailer is fucking been, like,
set up. Yeah. And it's set up for like sequels.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, this is only like just setting the table, really, this movie. It's cool because you get the background of who the Mario Brothers are and in Brooklyn and then going into the fucking alternate worlds and shit. It's cool.
Chris Pratt gonna make mad money.
Oh yeah. Fucking Charlie Day is awesome as Luigi.
Really? Cool. Nice.
Yeah. Jack Black is Bowser. Hilarious. Cause he's Jack Black, so he's like tough, but then he's like not so tough. Like, it's cool. Yo. What a big match that we just had there, man. With a lot of multi-matches lately here on ECW. So many people involved.
Well, they're trying to cover for Raven's gout, as well as combine a bunch of feuds, you know?
Yep.
And or start a feud, because obviously now you've got Brian Lee that Tommy is going to feud with as well.
Brian Lee.
Oh, his camera.
Oh, just another night. Yeah, Rick covered this pretty much on QCC.
Yep.
We have our copy in the ECW draft. Our personal ECW draft.
Mm-hmm.
I hate watching shit on my computer. I wish I could cast it to my TV or something, but
really I love watching shit on my laptop. I'm on my monitors. Yeah.
Well, you probably got nice big monitors.
Yeah. I also got a 77-inch TV, but you know,
this. Yeah, I'm watching this on a 27-inch monitor, so yeah.
I just like monitors. I don't know why. So I'm a fucking nerd.
Well, even back in the 90s, you had two monitors in your in the office. And you had fucking AOL, right?
Yep. Not right away.
It was your dad's office, though, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Mr. Van Damage's office.
The original OG office.
Yeah.
Man. Also, I'm already fucking hyping the video. Shit. I'm Lance Ryan. I'm fucking all cocked. I'm fucking coked up right now. Sports Channel Philly.
Twice every Tuesday.
Yo, Philly.
5 and
Yo,
10. Philly. And 5 and 11. Again, not going to last.
I was going to say, this is one of the channels they get cut from, right? Yeah.
They don't get cut from them. They just cut out that 5 o'clock airing.
Oh.
They move it out. Later.
No more five.
They were airing it twice, and then they decide that when something happens, that it's not suitable to be on at dinner time. But it's okay. It's okay in 11 o'clock at night, begrudgingly.
Yeah. Well, Watch Channel Philadelphia needs some programming, so they can't totally get rid of it.
Yes.
No, it's like our Nessun, like. He's still gonna have the programming of the guy fishing for shit.
Yeah, or
whatever
or
his name is.
You know, tough man contests or something to air.
Yeah.
Special live interview with the gangsters.
Oh.
Sure, that's
hear that. Going real well. Yeah. Well, we're gonna be covering that in full Hostile City Showdown on the next Extremecast. Full episode going to be broken down into two parts, probably. Actually, no. We'll probably do what we did last time. Rick, do you want to like cover the opening few matches or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
And then we'll just go watch along style after that.
Sure.
We're planning shit on the air.
Of course you know this means war. Yeah, we don't have time to, like, fucking...
Yeah.
Get...
We got shit going on.
This is all... Extreme... This is all in one.
I like this video.
Extreme Warfare Volume 1.
Was there Volume 2?
Yeah, Volume 2 is the one where Kimono Wanalea dances atop the ECW.
Oh.
Comes the Steiner Brothers.
Yeah, this is the 94 fucking 95 shit.
Sandman versus Cactus on barbed wire match.
I would have loved to seen the Steiners actually get to be badasses and like be cool in ECW.
Ooh, cat fight.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
That's the infamous one that I sent you guys clip of. Well, not clip, the whole friggin' match.
So that's going to be in the entirety. Oh, on this DVD. There.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is in the past.
DVD. Yeah. VHS. I'm fucking not going further back enough.
Yo, Philly again. Philly, Philly, Philly is where I'm from. Right? Who sings it, David?
Beanie Siegel.
Beanie Siegel. Who's this guy busting a nut in the background there?
Blue Temple. Blue Temple sounds like a porn star.
Yeah. Lulu Temple.
Stepmom Lulu Temple.
I pray to Lulu Temple.
Yeah. She's a fucking genie.
Hey, Vinny Pazienza.
Vinny Pazienza, local guy from Providence, Rhode Island. Or Cranston, I think, actually.
I saw him at Tracy Morgan at Comedy Connection in East Providence.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was in the front row with Tracy Morgan.
That's funny.
All right, so this is promo. It's the Pulp Fiction promo. So wrapping up the show here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Douglas got a fucking gash across his chest there.
Come
What'd you think was gonna happen? You got fucked by one woman. You didn't think the next one was gonna do the same? Burn, Raven. I thought you were smart. Billy. Look at those teeth, man.
Don't show your girl this, JV. She'll have a panic attack.
What's that?
Don't show your girl this. She'll have a fucking panic attack.
Yeah, she'll lose her shit.
Take a picture of Fonzie's teeth and show her. Have you seen this at work before?
I don't want to hear a rant about it.
How can he be fucking 40-something years old and have fucking teeth like that?
Drugs.
He gets the most time in these segments, though.
He does.
Oh, pull your hair back.
Lady, look at... Oh, my God. She's taking... Oh, I can't. Okay. Oh, I've seen something. She's taking the top spot. I don't care about that fucking bang hair.
Yeah. I can't believe he gets that. He must have a fucking hog.
Again, we were thinking it. JV says it.
JV said it.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That's why she wears the leather. She rides him like she's fucking riding a motorcycle. Yeah. Fucking hopping on the Damien Kane. The Damien Kane! It's the Kane, right?
Yeah. You go get the Kane.
Oh, here comes Dickhead.
Oh, if I had a cool name like that.
Oh, he sucks. All right, Tommy's doing the same shit that Brian Lee's doing.
It's a fucking bullet hole in his head. This is like a shitty extra from like Night of the Living Dead.
It does.
It's like way in the back.
Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Someone told Krona, stop fucking laughing. Yeah. Guaranteed.
They're like, bro, make your hair soft and fucking look sensitive. Look,
try to be Chris Cornell.
Yeah. Chris Cornell.
Black hole sun. Won't you come? Fuck me. Asshole had to make me look like a jerk off just now. Starts laughing.
Fucking.
Fuck you, Cronus.
Shitty Joker. The worst Joker.
Thinks he's fucking future Seth Rollins.
Someone to be nice once told him that was cool. He got empowered.
Dick Flair. Here we go.
Fucking got a haircut like Tim the Tim Taylor's son. The oldest son.
JTT?
Yeah.
No, oh, you mean no, Zach?
Yeah, one of the kids had that haircut on Home Improvement.
You ever noticed Brian? All three of those kids had three names?
Yeah. Did they?
That was the cool thing back then. Have three names.
Yeah, they all had three names.
Yeah, you had to stand out.
Yep.
So you had to have three names. That was like fucking Teen Beat and Tiger Magazine or whatever. Fuck. Like you gotta have three names. It's cool.
Yep. Yeah. I hate having a long name. Like, name with a lot of letters sucks. Especially if you gotta, like, spell it out.
Yeah, you don't have a long name. Oh.
I see something very special right there.
Oh. LBT's.
Give her a long name.
It's cold in that arena.
Yeah. Raven, stop bitching, you fucking bitch.
This guy's never positive. This guy sucks.
He's a bitch.
Yeah, you got the fucking championship. You got kimono on your cock, and you don't even want it. Like,
you're wearing a Kurt Cobain t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's pretending to be, basically.
Yeah, it's fucking Wish version.
Right. He's the Wish version of Kurt Cobain.
It's Kurt Cobain, but it's like C. Kurt K. Cobain.
Kurt with a C?
Yeah.
Kurt with a Cobain C. Cobain with a K. With a K.
Mom, I wanted the Kurt Cobain. Not
it's the same guy.
Kurt, not Kurt Cobain. Yeah.
This guy gives DDTs. It's way cooler.
Oh, man. That's the fucking Extreme ECW live cast right there, people. That was fun, guys. Ooh, what an episode. Man, shit, we're heading to mid-April. And things are just getting great. And we're going to go on to our next Supercard special, but we're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be back with the Extreme ECW Live wrap-up. All right, we're back now for the Extreme ECW Live cast wrap-up. And as I said, next time, we got a Supercard special coming up. It's our 16th Supercard special. It's going to be Hostile City Showdown from April 20th, 1996. So that'll be a big one. And we're looking forward to that. Rick Beebe will be back with us for that as well. Mm-hmm. He'll give us some good coverage in the opening, and we'll check out the rest of the show together. So I'm looking forward to that. And just give you a little heads up down the road. We're going to get to one of my favorites. I haven't even mentioned this yet, but I love this show, A Matter of Respect. And these are going to be covered in May of 1996. So that's coming up after we cover Hostile City Showdown. So good shit there. Also, again, check out the Bottom Line Wrestling Cast with JV and I as we are covering Stunning Steve Austin. Our latest episode is going to be episode 9, March 1992. We've been off for a little while on that, but that'll be coming out soon. And we'll be covering Stunning Steve, so good shit there. Give us a follow one more time on Bottom Line Cast. And also follow me and my crew at MPRU83. Follow JV at John Van Damage. Follow Rick at Leo Wyatt 85. And guys, anything you want to say, Rick, JV, before we head on out?
Oh, those are pretty good episodes, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good shit happening there. And definitely fun. Yeah, I think we had a lot of fun this time. Hopefully the audio is good.
Yeah,
we'll find out. Concerns. If not, we'll make adjustments. But I can tell you right now, I'm paying $45 a fucking month to Zencaster. We paid those fucks nothing. For years, there was never a problem. Now they want our money.
Like, you've been using us and having your podcast. Pay us.
Put ads on my page or something. I don't know what to tell you.
And we used to fucking tweet them out. Like, we love it.
Fucking, you fucking probably look up Zencaster on Twitter. There's probably like 19 tweets and we're like 8.
You're right. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, I'm going to check that out.
we get to pull the numbers. We are
all right, guys.
Fucking business.
Yeah, right.
We are your social media presence.
All right, so fun as always, guys. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And the play is out. We're sticking with Kiss. We got War Machine, Taz's theme song. So take a listen. Enjoy the next 2 weeks. We'll be back at it with Hostile City Showdown, baby. So long.